Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew, Miles Sebastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Unfortunately, tonight, Nicole, my co-host and producer, can't join us. Her grandmother has fallen and broken her hip, and she's in the hospital. Of course, Nicole must go to her grandmother. My great aunt also just fell and broke her hip, and I'm really upset about that, too. So let's wish them very, very speedy recoveries. Tonight, we're going to be talking about love, relationships, and I can't wait to hear your questions. I'm hoping that some of you will be able to join me on November 13th at the East Meadow Library in East Meadow, New York. We're going to be hosting a Long Island Authors event at 1 o'clock. I will be talking about my book, but mostly about what it's like to be communing with those who have crossed over. Now I'm going to dive right into the callers and can't wait to hear from you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi,
can you hear me?
Cindy. Yes, I can hear you. Hi, is this TJ?
Yes, how are you?
Hi, TJ is my fiance. I'm wondering what you have to say. I know you're driving from Southampton. I'm looking forward to seeing you when you come home.
Well, I just wanted to say two things. Number one was that I think the chapter in your book on commitment, being committed or commitment fully, correct me, darling.
Commitment phobia.
Yes, and I think that's one of the most amazing. I review books and stuff like that, you know, so I do for a living. That chapter is worth buying that book alone, because the whole problem in relationships is when it comes down to people being afraid to make a commitment or just not being able to realize that they have to make a commitment or they want to make it. I think reading that chapter alone is worth the price of that book. So I just thought I'd
and
I
that
always
was
love
a hard
you bring up.
Right.
I always think anyway. I know you have a lot of callers, and I'll be home in a little while. And I love you, and everyone, you're in for a treat, because this is Cindy's best topic. Ciao for now.
Bye. And I want to remind
keep
all of you.
I'll drive. Bye bye.
Okay, good. Who haven't voted for me for best psychic from the Long Island Press? I won last year, 2010. Hoping to win this year, 2011. You can go to my website, www.grantmeahigherlove.com, and there's a link that will take you over to longislandpress.com. And we're listed under the people category. Last year we were arts and entertainment. I guess this year psychics are people. Anyway, I'm going to go over to the first caller. Hi, it's Cindy, and who's calling, and where are you calling from?
Hello, Cindy. This is Frank in California.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Are things getting better in your life?
Yes. Customers are paying, and I'm taking more control of my direction. And tomorrow I'm going to a mediation hearing.
Oh, okay. So you needed to see what might be coming out there, huh?
Yeah.
You sound very hopeful and confident, so I'm glad to hear that. And now, I like the way you said things are going better, business, customers are paying. Is it that you're visualizing that you do a good service and people should pay you? Is that what's happening? Are you finally changing the energy surrounding yourself, that you're no longer a victim?
Oh, yes. I'm just a magnet for good work and good pay.
And I need to tell you, the first card I picked was a man who, and there's the scale of justice right there in his hand, who gets the money he's rightfully deserved to get. So this is very good tomorrow. You should go in very strong. It looks like you've really prepared for what you have to say.
Yes, my attorney, he seems to be quite confident, but he mentioned we're not going to show him all the cards. And we need to find out if they're really serious on settling.
Okay, and it does look like you will get a very good settlement. You just have to be strong, and I always have to warn my listeners, be prepared because, you know, you're a very good person, and sometimes you might not be prepared for some of the things that, you know, your opponents may have to say. Just don't take it personally. It's really about the money and them wanting to win. At this point, you know, you're not going to change anything with the relationship. It's already, you know, you don't want to have a relationship with the person that's involved here. And it really looks real. This is a very good year ahead for you, by the way. You are returning to your true nature where you used to be really courageous. You know, you had a lot of courage when you were a boy. As a man now, you've really returned to that. And your mother's really happy about everything you're doing, by the way. So keep going forward. And I hope you'll call us and let us know the outcome or what's happening. But it doesn't look like it's going to be immediate. You've still got a little bit of a battle ahead of you. But you're really going to come out really very victorious. So I'm glad to see that.
Okay, I'll let you know, sure. Just got to keep going, be positive, and just send all the negativity where it belongs on the other side.
Right, and don't take it personally when you know people say horrific things, you know. Doesn't mean it's true. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and please call in and let us know what's been happening with your case, because I do get emails wondering what happened to Frank, so I'm glad to hear that you're finally going to have your day in court, so that's really good.
Oh, yes, it's just a hearing, basically. We were sent, and even the judge told them a warning that they should consider settling because it really looks bad for them. But we'll see. I'm not worried about it anymore, and whatever happened is going to happen, and I'm just glad that the light is on my side.
Well, I see you're a very different man from the first call a few months back.
Yes, you're right.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. Many blessings.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was a happy call. Hi, Cindy, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, this is Cindy. Who are you?
Hi, this is Aisha.
Hi, Aisha. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, so good. You're nearby to us. We're out east on Long Island.
Oh,
did
wonderful.
You have, so we're close by. We're glad to hear, you know, a New Yorker. We love that. We tend to get a lot of people from California. I don't know why. So it's nice to have a Brooklyn girl. So, Aisha, what's on your mind tonight?
I just need some guidance. I recently got out of a relationship about 2 months ago, which I thought was going pretty good. And that was a relationship that I got in shortly after a bad breakup with my daughter's father. I just wanted to know, is there love coming for me anytime soon?
All right. The good news is that the lessons you didn't learn from your baby's father, you had to learn from this other relationship. Do you see some parallels, some things that you didn't learn the first time around?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of it, you know, the first card I picked was the toxic relationship card. You had a pretty bad relationship at the end with your baby's father. But
yes.
Part of it is that you're not always seeing, you know, you tend to get these men that are what I call the princes that become the beasts. They don't show all their colors in the beginning.
True.
And, you know, a way that you can avoid that in the future, because sometimes the universe likes to play little games with us. They like to see if we've learned the lesson.
Okay.
So they'll sometimes bring us a person again who might be the prince that's going to turn into the beast. Only this time it'll take you about 5 minutes to recognize it.
I just went through that.
Okay. So it didn't take you long for this last relationship for you to see the true colors, correct?
Not at all.
How long were you with your baby's father, by the way?
I was with him for about 5 years.
Okay, because relationships do work in five-year cycles. So at the closing of the five-year cycle, you finally realized you weren't going to fix this guy. Did you finally realize that?
Well, yes, I did, but he cheated on me, and I just had enough anyway. So, yeah, I realized I couldn't do anything for him.
Well, because you also realize, because, you know, he's a man who lied and lied a lot, and
yes,
that's not going to change, okay? The man was a pathological liar. He, you know, and you're a nice person, and nice people tend to be very forgiving. We also don't, I mean, we have blinders on. We don't necessarily see what people are doing, and when we finally catch them, they lie and say, no, it wasn't me.
Right.
And we go through this song and dance. With him, it lasted 5 years. This new relationship you had, how long did this one last?
That lasted for about a year and a half.
Okay, so it took you 18 months. That's a lot better than 5 years.
Right, and then recently I met another guy, and he told me he loved me within the first week. We didn't start a relationship, but I just saw through him right away, and I just... that was
okay,
it.
Okay, because a lot of times, you know, those are the princes that become the beast. He may have wanted to lure you in quickly, you know, be that prince, and then the universe wanted you to see this is the same kind of man. You keep picking the same kind of man over and over again. There's usually a reason for it. A lot of times when we're children, we judge our parents. We wonder, you know, why our mothers couldn't fix our fathers, why, you know, she picked him in the first place.
Right.
Do you have some issues with your own father?
Not really. I mean, there were things there that I said, oh, well, you know, why couldn't things have been a little bit different?
But can you see your mom couldn't...
Yes, I could see that. Okay. And there were a lot of times when she would tell me that my daughter's father was a lot like my father. And
right,
there were things that maybe I just didn't see or I didn't know, but, you know.
And that's exactly what it is. It's your mom, you know, your father didn't always show your mother all his colors either.
Okay.
It's forgiving your mother, realizing that people are not always who they say they are. And for you, you really did learn the lesson that, you know, you're going to have to pay attention not only how a man treats you, because you're an old soul, you're a good person, you usually bring out the best in people. And that's wonderful, except if you and I were dining with Hitler and Mussolini in 1944, they would appear to be great guys at first.
Right.
We could bring out the best in them. Not good, because a year later we would find out their true colors. So you have to see, how does the man treat other people, his mother, the waiter, people, you know, who work for him, or, you know, if he takes responsibility for his behavior, because sometimes it will be, you'll be able to pick up faster who they are. I mean, I'm really glad you did see this man's colors, but now you have a wonderful 10-year period opening up. The universe does want you to stand on your own two feet a little bit without a man.
Okay.
Because when we can stand on our own two feet without a man, we won't make excuses for abuse. The first time
they're
not nice or they cheat is the first time we say, excuse me, I didn't sign on for this, I'm out of here.
Right.
So a little bit of standing on your own two feet, but you're definitely destined to have a good love affair, not only for you, but, you know, your daughter is going to have to relive some of the mess, your children relive some of the mess they've seen, and, you know, you don't want your child to duplicate your relationship.
Right.
That you had in the past. You want to show a good relationship.
Yes.
You only have one child right now?
Yes, I do.
Because there's another child in the future for you as well.
Really?
So,
wonderful. Yes,
so
my daughter's 2 years old now. So.
Right, because your daughter will definitely have a sibling. And
okay.
From now on, I want you to, when the way a man treats you is the way you would want a man to treat your daughter, because you're bringing men into her life that she's going to duplicate those relationships. So from now on, if a man does something to you that you wouldn't want done to your daughter,
mm-hmm.
don't allow it for even a minute, because you're just too nice. Are you aware of that?
Yes,
I am. You're too nice, you're too forgiving, but you would not have stayed with a man like your baby's father, you know, if you had thought about that, because he was showing his colors long before 5 years.
Right, but you know, it's funny that you should say that, because actually, once my daughter came along, that was it. You know, he started showing more of his true colors, and I just did not want that shown to her. So he kind of, like, really seriously has, like, disappeared, and the woman who he cheated on me with has moved further into the picture. And now he really doesn't even come around to visit his daughter.
Well, it's
because,
a little bit of a blessing, because he's not all that great an influence on her. So,
right.
it would be best if he moves out of the picture and you get this wonderful soulmate who will be coming, not immediately,
okay,
but as soon as you're really able to stand on your own two feet and feel secure. And he will be a very good role model for her.
Wonderful.
So, you know, it's all good. You know, the universe did not bless him with a woman because he's such a good man. They blessed him with her, really cursed him with her, because she's a lot like him, and the two of them are really going to get the toxic love they deserve at this point.
Oh, wow.
But it frees you from him because he really thought he owned you, and if he didn't have somebody else, you were never going to get away from him. So it's
right.
All good.
Right. Thank you.
So please call us in the future and let us know what's happening, and remember, no excuses for abuse next time around.
Thank you so much. I definitely will, and I'll be going to vote for you on the site.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Hello, you're on the air. This is Cindy.
Hello?
Hello, this is Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and who is this?
My name is Julian. Nice to meet you.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, another California caller. We love our California callers. Did you have a question that you wanted answered or something in your heart that you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, actually, it's between the relationship between Irene and I. Only what you can see what's going on between us.
Okay. Let's see what's happening. Okay. First of all, it looks like this is a really promising relationship. This is really good. Do you think she's your soulmate?
I don't know.
It looks like this is a very promising relationship. She can be a little moody. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's one of the things she, you know, how long have you been with her now?
Quite a few years.
Okay, and this has been a relationship for a couple of years, or has it just been a friendship?
It's been a relationship for quite a while now.
Okay, because it looks like she really does care about you, but at this point, she doesn't always express her feelings for you. Do you want her to come closer to you at this point?
Yes.
Okay, because it's sort of up to you to move the ball forward. I don't know if you heard the first call, but TJ was talking about commitment phobia. She is a little bit of a commitment phobic. Are you aware of that? She's having a hard time just totally committing to the relationship.
Right.
And have you told her that you love her?
Many of times.
Okay, because, you know, sometimes she just needs to just feel that you're there for her. And is there a specific issue that's going on between the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay. And that sort of, it needs to be addressed. It looks like the two of you are sort of dancing around the issue but not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been with her for a few years, relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles. By the time you get to that 5-year mark, it should be evident whether this is going to be lasting or not.
Right.
Did you want to marry her in the future?
Probably, yes.
I know, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a marriage, I'm seeing children here, and I'm really seeing that, you know, she had a bad relationship in the past. You know that.
Right.
And she's having trouble of letting go of that. But it does look like she's ready to move forward, very much so. So
okay.
It's for you being realizing that she really is ready to move forward. Are you sensing that now?
Huh?
Are you sensing that she's ready to move forward now?
Sort of, maybe, kind of not. I don't know. It's
okay. Well, this is one of the things that they need some communication. It does look like, you know, if it doesn't work with her, there is another relationship in the future for you, but I would stick 2 feet in there and start talking and communicating. You've been together long enough to talk. I mean, she really does care about you, but there are a few issues that you know, the two of you need to address. If you want to tell us one of the specific, you know, issues you have, I can certainly address that.
I think, yeah, we've been, like, not talking for a while, but we had their distance between us, and I was wondering why.
Part of it is just that she really is getting afraid now to move it forward. How often do you see her?
Couple days in a week.
Okay.
Because 4 or 5 days in a week.
Yeah, it looks like a very serious relationship, but she is moving away from you because she's getting a little afraid of taking it to the next level. So I think you're going to have to talk about that, because if you want to take it to the next level and she doesn't, that's a pretty serious difference between the two of you.
Right.
She just is really afraid, but it is fear that's in the way. So if you begin to communicate, I do see you being able to get her to come closer to you.
Okay.
But you're going to have to be the icebreaker here.
Okay.
And, telling her you love her a little more than once in a while would be helpful.
Thank you.
Women like to hear the words. Good luck to you, and let us know what happens.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, Cindy. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling from?
Of course, it's California.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why we have all the... And people are saying, you changed your time to 7 o'clock. You're not going to get as many California callers. Well, I think we're still getting our California callers. Anyway,
yeah.
What's on your mind, and what can we help you with?
Relationship. One coming, do you see?
Okay. Actually, I see that you really are finally ready for one.
Mm-hmm.
You had your heart broken in the past, because there's a big heartbreak card here.
It's been a while back.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes with people, if it really hurt, they almost get afraid to get in the ball game again. But with you, I see this time, in the very near future, you're falling in love. It's a really good relationship coming. And it's just, are you really ready now? Do you feel that you're ready?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because a lot of times if we're afraid, the universe doesn't bring us a soulmate, because, they don't want to bring you a soulmate and then you don't want to commit and you run away, because that's a lot of pain.
Right.
So have you taken the time to forgive yourself for getting involved in that last relationship? Have you forgiven the person?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And let it go. Was this your husband?
No.
Okay, because in the future there is a man who, do you want to get married? Because there's a marriage in the cards here.
Yes, uh-huh.
And a really happy family life. So this is finally something you've been waiting for and ready for. There also looks like, did you get a new job recently?
No.
Because there's also perhaps a new job coming your way. Are you looking for that?
Not looking, but I would accept it if it showed up.
Because it looks like your whole life is going to change here. You've got all the new beginning cards, new beginning of love and a source of money and lots of happiness here. So are you doing anything to meet somebody? Do you go out? Do you get yourself, let people know you're available?
I'm getting out there now, yes.
Okay, good. And because what's appearing in these cards is that sometimes men think you're already taken. They're not sure that you're available.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure you're giving out a little vibrations that let people know that you really are available.
Okay.
And there is a marriage in the future. You're strong now. I mean, this is a man who's going to add to your life. He's not a man that's going to subtract from it by any means. And, this is not an emotionally crippled man. He's able to tell you he loves you. And he's not the kind of man that's going to run from love. He's really looking for that committed relationship. What age range are you in, by the way?
I'm up there.
Okay. Because it's now you're really, really ready for this, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Because it's also, he may have been married before and he may have some children, but
mm-hmm.
It's actually a positive thing because your relationship is going to show his children what real soulmate love looks like. And so don't be afraid. This is really coming. And just don't get scared, because it's going to happen very, very quickly. It isn't going to be one of these relationships where you grow into it over a five-year period. It comes in, and pretty quickly you're going to be in love. So definitely love is coming for you.
Do you see about when?
I see it happening sometime within this next year, 2011.
Uh-huh.
So he's really circling near you. So it's just a question of you getting out there. If there's a party, go to it. You know, pay attention wherever you go.
Okay.
Because he's really right in your world. I mean, you don't have to do a big campaign to meet him, but you do just have to get out there.
Uh-huh. Okay,
he doesn't
great.
Appear
Sounds
to
good.
Be, he doesn't appear to be online, so I don't know if you're going online, but he doesn't appear to be an online kind of guy.
Well, I wouldn't want to do an online thing. I would much
well,
prefer.
He's not online. That's why I'm glad, because he's not an online guy. He's out there in, you know, the world that you're moving in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, please call us and let us know when this love comes, because yours is really close. It's just you were afraid. That's why love wasn't brought to you, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You know, and now that you've decided you're ready and willing to commit, that's really important.
Oh, great.
So good luck to you, and please let us know what happens. And
I will.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Cindy. Who is this?
This is Debbie
Hello.
From New York.
Hi, Debbie from New York. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good, Cindy. How are you?
Good. We like the New York people.
Good.
Do
listen,
you have
I was
a question
wondering.
You want... Sure.
Yes, I do. I was wondering if my job is secure.
Okay, that's a good question. You know, in this economy, people really want to know about that. Looks secure. It looks like you could be a little happier on the job, but it does look secure.
Okay. Now, there is somebody at my work giving me a hard time. Will she be
that's
fired?
That's what I think. Will she retire?
Will she be fired?
Like she'll be fired. I'll tell you this. You better watch your back with her. Is that what's making you unhappy? Because it looks like you're working but not very happy here. Yeah, you got the justice card next to her. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Justice will be
she's
done.
She's threatening me.
I think at this point what you're going to need to do is what kind of threatening is she doing?
Oh, a little bit of blackmail.
Okay. Could you address that sooner than later?
What do
you
mean? You
know, because... It's almost like you're going to have to not pretend this isn't happening and do something about it. Have you spoken to anybody about it?
Well, I spoke to my boss, and he said he was going to take care of it, but I don't know if he's going to fire her or what the outcome is going to be.
It definitely looks like she'll be out the door if she keeps it up.
To knock her out the door?
Yeah, and if I were you, I wouldn't let her intimidate you.
No, I'm not.
Because she really is she's threatened by you, by the way, so that, you know, by
mm-hmm.
your ability
right.
to do a good job. And she's not above lying, so just be careful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would also be writing down and documenting some of the things she says and does to you for your
mm-hmm.
own benefit. It does look like she's going to get fired, by the way.
Yeah.
And,
soon?
It looks pretty soon. So if I were you, I would relax. You're good at your job. If somebody has to go, it will be her. There's other people that have issues with her as well. Are you aware of that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, we all do. Yes.
Have other people spoken up as well now?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what it looks like. You needed to all sort of speak up. You're actually a nice person. I could see in these cards, and you are a nice person. And part of it is nobody wants to get somebody fired in this economy. And I think all of you have been more than patient with her.
Right,
but
right.
At this point, it's, you know, your intention in doing this is not to hurt her, but if you people don't nip this in the bud, you're all going to be miserable. And
right.
I do see it going your way.
Good.
Don't worry. It looks very promising for you. And please, please call or email me. My email is cindybella@verizon.net and let
okay.
me know how it goes. But I see it pretty soon here.
Okay, good. And also, I can ask another question.
Sure.
Do you see any relationship for my oldest daughter, Jessica?
Okay. Oh, boy, Jessica needs to end the one she's in first. Is she doing that?
No.
He looks like he's pulled some real, he's really doing his usual tricks, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I just
want to name some
really,
of them in case she's listening. I told her to listen.
I think Jessica has a wonderful five-year period opening up as soon as she lets go of him. If
mm-hmm.
she keeps holding on to him, she's slowing that down from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got a mess in his life right now that she's not going to be able to clean up at this point.
Right.
I see a wonderful husband for her in the future, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And, very soon, or?
As soon, you know, if she would just
she
let go.
Out. Right.
You know,
right.
There's a little
bit
of. Is
that happening soon? Because right now.
She's holding on to him.
Exactly.
And until she lets go, it's, you know, the universe will get in here and start fixing it if she doesn't let go on her own. So that's going to hurt a lot more for her. So
right.
I just hope she doesn't wait till, you know, the universe shows her all of his colors. Because, you know, she's too nice a girl to have that happen. But if that's what she wants in order to break away, maybe that's what she needs. So
right.
As a mom, pray that the universe wake her up, but not as harsh as they might think to do.
Right, right. Well, thank you, Cindy. You've been very helpful.
Okay, good luck to you, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, and
bye.
I'll let you know what happens. All right, Cindy,
okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air. Where
Hi.
Are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Oh, good. Michigan. And what's your first name?
Liz.
Okay, Liz. Did you have a question that you needed answered?
Yeah. I kind of trying to figure out what's going on for me relationship-wise. I reconnected with an old flame a while back, and that really kind of didn't go anywhere, even though I thought it might, and we're not even talking to each other at this point. So I don't know if anything will happen with that or if there's someone else coming along.
I would advise you to sort of move away from that guy. Is there a distance between you in terms of location?
Yeah.
Because he definitely is a commitment phobic, this guy. He comes on strong, and then you don't know why he ran or why he's not here.
Right.
He's not out of the picture. I just want you to know he's the kind of person that will disappear on and off for you. He also isn't totally truthful with you. Are you aware of that?
I kind of have that idea.
Okay, because he's a liar. And, you know, did you Google his name, you know, try to look up some things about him before you got involved with him?
No, he's someone that I went to high school with, so I've known him.
Yeah, but a lot has happened between high school and now.
Yeah.
I just know that he's not being truthful to you. And, you know, he cares about you, but he's the kind of person, he's going to hurt you if you keep taking him back in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't anything you did because he really enjoyed you. Did you actually see him or just talk to him on the phone or did you connect?
We texted and talked, and then I actually went down to see him. And then after that, it was kind of like he wouldn't even talk to me. So I was like, that's really strange.
That's because he can do a long distance thing. He just can't do a committed thing. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so sad because, you know, a lot of times these men do connect with old people they've known in the past. They
mm-hmm.
do lure them in. They do, you know, come on like the prince. They do tell you everything you want to hear. You go down there and then they really make it clear to you after that they don't want a relationship. Although that's not what he came on in the beginning to you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He came on giving you the impression that he was looking for a relationship.
But while he was there, he pretty much came out and said, I don't think I'm can do this kind of thing. I don't think I'm too shut down or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, then we can be friends. And then for whatever reason, he doesn't want to do that. So maybe it's one of these cases of I don't want to be your friend.
No, and you know what?
I can do the other.
Right, and that's the whole point. This is commitment phobia. They come on strong. They lure us in. They tell us what we want to hear. And at the moment, they believe it. Do you understand? For a minute, they really think they're going to be different. They're going to change the pattern of behavior. They're going to let love in. But as soon as someone says to a person, I don't think I can do this anymore, my advice to you is say, fine, and walk away. You know, the love ladder, you know, romantic love is one ladder of love. The friendship ladder is another. You still want to be his lover. It's not, you can't go from one ladder to the next. It's just not doable. And he still has feelings for you, so he knows he can't just be your friend. But when someone says, I don't think I can do this, you're best to say, okay, fine. And what am I not hearing? Do you know what I'm saying? He's just not into this higher love. He's just not into healing his issues. He's done this dance a lot with women. And he actually cared about you enough not to do what he usually does. He does this sort of jerking back and forth with them usually.
Mm-hmm.
For years. And finally, you know, the woman gets fed up. He at least cared about and respected enough to let you know from the beginning he can't do this. So
right.
Consider it a blessing that you didn't go with him for years before you found out this man is really emotionally immature and he doesn't want to heal issues. And so now you're a little bit of a commitment phobic yourself, not overly, but now you're beginning to realize that without commitment, love is pain, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In relationships mm-hmm. are pain. So this has really prepared you to get involved with someone who's ready to commit, and I see that coming. Don't be surprised that this man resurfaces, because they do that. But when he resurfaces, you're going to say, what's your intention now? Do you intend to stick 2 feet and see what's here, or are you just going to, you know, do the stupid running game, because I can't do that?
Well, actually, I got mad at him, and I said, I don't know what in the heck you want. You say this, you do this, then you get me here and you say this. You need to make up your mind one way or another. Either you can do this or you can't, but don't jerk me around, because we're not young. We're, you know.
Well, and, of course, that it doesn't matter.
We're grown children, you know. We're not.
But he was never even committed to his wife when he was married. He always had one foot in there, one foot out. He was never really committed. So don't be fooled by people that have been married for 20 years. It doesn't mean they're not commitment phobics, because sometimes they're married people who don't love all that much. They're committed commitment phobics. They come home with their bodies. Their hearts, soul, minds are not there. And, you know, he is too old to be playing this game. But the real giveaway of commitment phobics, hardcore one, is they give mixed messages. And
right.
An otherwise nice person can do something very cruel. He's actually pretty cruel in what he's done. You're just an older soul thinking, oh, it's okay, I can take it. But it really isn't okay. You know, and it really could make you feel very rejected, but it isn't anything about you personally. As a matter of fact, he cared about you more than he wanted to. So if he hadn't liked you all that much, he would have strung you along a lot longer. So, you know, just be grateful that, you know, you see what's there. But we all have to hear, people, love is a diamond. If you get the opportunity to have it, why are you throwing it away? You know, and just bless him and let him go.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see a very, very nice man coming. So,
sometimes,
again, try not to get involved with long-distance things, because long-distance things are usually commitment phobics.
Yeah, and the fact that I've been sort of comfortable with that, I thought about that, like you said, I thought about it myself, that was sort of the draw to me. It was because I knew he wasn't going to just show up at any moment.
And that's because you're a closet commitment phobic. You have your own commitment phobic. So it was just a way of you to overcome that, because if you're going to fall for somebody who's long distance and it's never going to commit, you're going to be hurt. I always tell people, can you try to love somebody who's in the same city? You know, or at least the same state? You know, otherwise it really is that commitment phobic thing. And you've been hurt before, too, so you're a little guarded as well. But, look, we're here to love. And, you know, if you're getting toward that second half of your life, you know, when are you going to love? You know, when you're, you know, we don't want to be one of those dead people that talk to me all the time and say, oh, God, I wish I had loved better. Why did I run from love? Why didn't I let it in? So it did serve its purpose. It showed you would really like to have a relationship.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what I'm getting out of this. I'm hearing, hey, I got ready for it, and he wasn't. Okay. Next time, don't pick a long-distance guy. Don't pick someone who's not sure if they want love. What are you not hearing? You know, I want a man, if I'm in his life. He can't wait to stick 2 feet in here and make it work. Do you know what I'm saying? That's
right.
What you want now.
And not somebody I have to fix because he's got a million issues.
And you know what? They're not fixable, by the way. People are not fixable. Even God doesn't know how to fix this man. He's given him 1,000 wake-up calls. The man's still broken. And you know what? We don't want to fix people. They have to fix themselves. And people are, they're getting too old for this nonsense. Knock it off. Grow up.
Well, I just realized that I've been drawn my whole life to people who I tried to fix and it doesn't work. And I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay. What was your dad like?
My parents are married 44 years. He and I were best friends, so.
Okay. Did he need fixing?
No.
Did your mom need fixing?
Oh, yeah, still.
Okay, can you forgive your dad because he couldn't fix her? We can always forgive the unfixable.
He loved her anyway.
Parents.
He didn't try to.
But it's still, you still try to, when we're little, we judge and say, why can't he fix her? Why does he stay with her? Why can't he make her better?
Yeah. I couldn't understand why he didn't want to fix her and why he just accepted her the way she was.
Right, because that's all we can do. Either you love somebody the way they are or you leave them, but you're not going to fix them.
Right.
And that's the whole point. Forgive your dad for not fixing her and stop picking people that need fixing.
No,
that's
kidding.
The lesson.
Is this,
bingo,
is this
you
person?
Got it. You got it. You got it. That's your life lesson. You learned the big life lesson. Now pray to God to send you a healed man who can't wait to love you. And that's what's coming. And just, you know, understand that people, you know, people really don't want to be fixed for the most part. That's why people run from a higher love. Higher love says you got to heal your issues. You can't be a mean son of a bitch, a drug addict, an alcoholic, or whine about your mommy and daddy. Mediocre love, toxic, angry love, you don't have to heal any issues. And that's why they don't want it. They don't want to heal. And so look for someone who wants that healed love. And I really see it coming. So
Sometime soon?
Very soon. Actually, they were going to bring him before this other guy, but they were afraid you might have run. So this time, aha, you're ready.
Okay.
Good
All
luck.
Right.
Let us know when love finds its way to your doorstep. Good luck.
Thank you. All right.
Okay,
good night.
Bye. Bye. Okay. Without Nicole, let's see if I can keep this moving going along. Hi, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Cindy. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Linda from Texas.
From where?
Texas.
Hi, from Texas. Wow. Is it warm there?
It is. It's pretty nice.
Oh, good. Now, did you have a particular question you wanted answered?
I do. I kind of have a combo. The first one is about work. And I've been at my job for about 4 years. And it's become pretty toxic. And I've been kind of moving towards wanting to do my own thing, and I've started that process, and it's been a little overwhelming at times just because of the amount of energy I spend at my current toxic job. So I just kind of want to see what you see as far as that's concerned.
Okay. It's definitely time to leave that toxic job, by the way. And
yeah.
Pretty much if you don't leave on your own volition, the universe is going to kind of kick you out of there anyway.
Yeah.
You've been building something else, and it was good. You know, you can't quit your day job while you're building something else, but you also do need to take that leap of faith. When I was a children's entertainer, at the same time I was learning tarot, I had to take that leap of faith finally out of that one business into the other.
Right.
And wherever we put our energies, it manifests. Now, you yourself said, you know, in this toxic work, you're putting a lot of energy. Well, that's where it's going to manifest. You know, you need to put the energy into this other, and it looks very lucrative for you, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's definitely my calling. I know that it will be successful. It's just kind of how do I start this and put the energy that's needed to start my own business when – you know, like I said, I'm drained emotionally from the other environment that I'm in.
It looks like you might get fired from there, by the way, or laid
off. Yeah, I feel like that. That's what I'm like. I almost want to be fired.
Well, then you could collect unemployment. You know, does look like you're about ready to be stabbed in the back there. So don't be surprised. Okay. The universe is only doing that to you because, you know, you've learned from your family. You have a grandma who passed away. Do you remember her?
There's one that I do remember.
Because she's saying you learn from your family, you know, to keep the devil, you know, and sort of stay in the job that seems secure. It isn't secure at all. There's no security here whatsoever.
No. Yeah.
And that's just an illusion. So, you know, put it to the hands of God right now. Turn that job over to God. He doesn't expect us to take abuse anywhere, not at work, not at home, not in love affairs. So you need to tell God you don't want to take this anymore. Help me get out of here. But you also know, you know, you need your other business to build, and it does look lucrative.
Do you think as far as the interim, like if something did happen, am I going to be okay financially?
You're going to be fine.
Okay, even if,
no matter what, you're going to be fine. And the whole point is, why don't you put a little less energy into the toxic job because it ain't going to be there for long anyway.
Yeah,
and start saving your energy for your other endeavor. You know, take your money and run right now from there. Do you know what I mean? But you can't do a good job there anyway because they don't want you to.
Yeah.
So you're a person, an old soul, you're a person of integrity. You're there, you're working hard, but you really are wasting your energy because they really don't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
And they're sabotaging you anyway.
Yeah, true.
So, and then you had a second question?
Yeah, so the other question has to do with relationship. I've been with someone for about a year, and I think we've kind of moved a lot together, you know, kind of from the fear base to, you know, more real love. And so I'm just kind of wondering what you see with my relationship with him.
Okay. It really looks like you guys will, you know, have a good outcome together here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very promising, but you're also not as happy as you could be because of the job, and it's really stressing you out. Are you aware of that? And after a while, it's also going to take its toll on the relationship.
Yeah.
So I would choose the relationship and your new career way over the other thing.
Yeah.
You know, he gets upset because he realizes you're so unhappy at work.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want him to play the knight in shining armor. You know what I mean? At this point, the outcome looks very good for you in this relationship. He's a good man. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
He's a very loyal and trustworthy and loving person. Different from the man you had in the past, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And part of it was you were in a toxic love affair and you tolerated it. Now you're in a toxic job and you're tolerating it. The message here is God doesn't, we don't have to take abuse anywhere.
Right.
And that, you know, at this point, choose love. You've chosen love with this man. Choose to walk the path of your love and your passion that you have for your other career that you're building.
Yeah.
And take a little bit of leap of faith here.
Okay.
You know, your days are really numbered at that job, by the way. Just so you know.
I think
and
the
it's
biggest
not a bad thing
for me. Okay. I think the biggest thing for me is just money wise. That's what I get scared of. You know, it's like, well, if I stop that job and I go for this, you know, how am I going to make it financially right now? Just things seem tight, and that's, I think, the biggest concern that I have.
Okay, and, you know, I just sent out my newsletter today, and I came up with a little phrase, see only solutions.
Yeah.
There's always problems. You're seeing the problem. What if I don't have enough money? What if see the solution, your business growing, the one that you're doing yourself. Do you understand?
Right.
That's the laws of attraction. Don't see the problem. We all know the problem. Just
like
you're concentrating on the problem, start seeing the solution in front of you and build it. I mean, I took a great quantum leap from the kid shows it was making into the tarot card reading, and I will tell you, I could read cards 24/7. It's amazing abundance here because I took that leap of faith. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was a leap of faith.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have a beautiful energy surrounding you, and you have very good cards, by the way. So really go forward. Pray they fire you. Please fire me. And yeah. Because that would be the best thing that would happen, because that would give you a little time to have some money while you're building this other career, and then by the time the unemployment's over, this other thing's really rolling.
Right.
So
okay.
Good luck to you, and please let us know what happens.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
Good luck
Bye-bye.
To you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Cindy, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. Who is this?
Hi, Cindy. This is Maureen from New York.
Hi, Maureen from New York. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. We love our New York callers. is there something you wanted to share with us, ask us, or a question?
Well, right now is a real big time of transition with me. I'm going through a divorce. I'm renting out my home of 10 years. I'm moving into a sublet into New York City, and just quit a very secure job and taking on another job in the city. Feeling pretty, excited but scared at the same time. Can you tell me, what do you see in the city for me? Housing-wise, should I take the sublet, or how do you see the job working out, and do you see a relationship?
Okay, first of all, you have beautiful cards. You have a soulmate card popped up, the first card.
Mm.
So the universe is prompting you out of your home on Long Island into the city, because it's linked to where you're going to meet this soulmate. So it's very important that you're getting yourself going. Try not to worry about money right now, because it looks like you're going to do fine. The sublet looks good temporarily, or for the near future. It's not where you're going to be forever, so it's a good move right now.
Okay.
You do have a grandfather watching over you very closely right now. Do you remember one of your grandfathers?
Yeah.
And he's basically telling you, just go forward with this. Money looks good, the career-wise, the love looks very good. When you were a little girl, you had a lot of courage. You just need a little of that now.
Yes.
I mean, it took you a lot of courage to leave your husband. I mean, it wasn't easy for you. But it was the best decision. And you did show the universe you want love. The new job looks very promising. You're going to learn some new skills, and you're going to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Your cards are really good here. You've got a wonderful five-year period opening up.
Oh.
Pretty much anything you want is yours. So, again, that little buzz, see solutions. Don't worry about the problem. Just see, you're doing well in the job, loving where you live. See that soulmate. Just keep in the laws of attraction, seeing what you want. Don't worry about how you're going to get it all. It's not your job right now.
Right.
But just take that. You're taking the quantum leaps of faith forward.
I know.
Cards reflect it, by the way.
Mm.
It reflects the universe is on your side.
Excellent.
That you're moving forward. If you had stayed with your husband, by the way, you'd be in financial ruin eventually.
Oh, absolutely. It's a decision I made with my head, not my heart.
Good. And,
yeah.
You needed to do that, because now your life is going to be everything that you want it to be. So, I'm really, really glad to see those wonderful cards for you.
And I just ask you, with the soulmate,
sure.
What sort of time period are we looking at here?
It looks pretty soon. It doesn't look a lot, because it looks like you psychologically have broken away from your husband for quite some time already.
Mm-hmm.
You've already
mm-hmm.
been standing on your own two feet psychologically.
Yes.
And emotionally, it's soon. It's your whole life is like about ready to like just burst forward with like firecrackers and good things.
Oh, excellent. Oh, thank you so much.
Good luck to you. And please call us and let us know what's happening in your life.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We have time for one more caller. I'm going to pick up. Hi, it's Cindy. Hello. It's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello? It's Cindy. You're on the air. Hello, did I lose you? Sometimes with cell phones, we do lose people. Okay, let's try for this one. Hello, it's Cindy. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Minnesota.
Minnesota? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I bet you're colder than we're here.
Yes, we are. And I actually spoke with you, oh, a couple months back, but I wanted to call in and check in on how things might be progressing. And thank you for the call, taking my call. I am crazy about a guy named Clayton who we work together, and I want to see if things are moving closer. It's been ever so slow, but I want to see if we're going to move possibly past a work thing into a romantic thing.
Okay, he's not too fast to move this forward. Have you let him know how you feel?
I think he knows.
Okay, because think he's kind of waiting for some more clues from you. So if you wanted to move forward, you've got a wonderful five-year period opening up. Pretty much what you want is yours. But you're going to have a little courage to let him know. He appears to have been hurt in a relationship before. Do you know anything about his past relationship?
Yeah, he was married and is divorced, and I think it was pretty hard.
And that's why he's really afraid. So, you know, have you asked him out for a cup of coffee or, you know, drink or something? Have you? The holidays are coming.
Yeah, and neither of us drink either. But part of it is, it's my company, and then he folded into it, and it's really, he's a huge part of the company, and we're really just getting it off the ground, and I don't know. You know, actually, I met him on a dating site 3 years ago, and we never really dated. We kind of just did business, but now that the company's just getting off the ground and things seem to be going okay, I feel like I'm pretty ready to kind of move in the romantic direction.
Right, and again, he's just a little bit afraid. It looks promising if you could get him to sort of overcome his fears, and you need to have that talk in which he knows that, you know, even if it doesn't work out romantically, because who knows, you know, when you get along right now, but you never know with the romantic part of it, that it wouldn't influence you know, his job there. He is a little on the moody side, by the way.
Yeah.
So
am I.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. It's good you know yourself. But it does look like it can move forward, but you're probably the one who's going to have to take, you know, the lead here. And, you know, he's sort of turning his back on love. It's not like there's anybody else in the cards here with him. I mean, it doesn't look, you know, like he has a relationship with anybody right now. Not that, it's just that he really is afraid. So, you know, try, if you let him know and move it forward, he looks pretty resistant to wanting a relationship, so that's a pretty big obstacle there. But, you know, you don't have to call it a relationship, you can just, you know, call it a date. move it forward, though, because, you know, you want to know, too, because if he doesn't want to come to the plate, it looks like you're starting to get ready and want more than just what you have in life right now.
Yeah,
so,
very,
you know,
much.
He's your first choice, but if he doesn't want it, then it gives you time, you know, then you know you'll move on.
Well, I think he was, when I first met him on the dating site, really what he told me straight out was that, you know, he was hoping he and his former wife would reconcile. But I think now over these past couple of years, I don't know that, I think he's really come to the terms with the fact it's not going to.
Right, and that's the whole point. He still cares for her, but it's time for you to move it forward. I see if you start moving it forward, it's promising. So make sure you do it and don't wait forever. You know, him and his wife still have some sort of a link there, but it is time for him to move on and let go of her. She's not coming back, you know.
Well, she's pretty seriously seeing someone.
Right, and that's what he's got to get into his head now. Do you know what I mean? That,
yeah.
You know, it's over. Around the holiday time, it would be a good time. I see in the cards here, you know, around December, try to bring it forward for some sort of a holiday thing and see if he'll come. Because he gets
what
lonely.
What about Saturday? There's an event going on, and my car's on the fritz and can't get into the mechanic till Monday. What if I asked him if he wouldn't mind giving me a ride.
That's a good idea. It looks really a good idea.
Really?
It really looks good. That could be a good start for you. So just do it. That, the reason, you know, broke down your car for a reason.
Oh.
So ask him. You know, get that ride. It looks really good. And please let us know what happens.
Oh, Cindy,
really,
I will. And say hi to Nicole, too.
Oh, good.
Yes, no, I'll keep you posted. But I didn't realize I was the one that needed to move this along.
Yes, it is. It has to be you. He'll come along with it once you do it. Do you know what I mean? He just needs you to move it along.
Really?
Yep, it's up to you.
Hmm. Because, you know, he had sort of, if you will, rejected me before just because of, you know, not rejected me, but let me know. Honestly, he's a good man and just said, you know, there's something you really need to know is that, you know, I'm really in hopes that, you know, my former wife and I get back together. And so I thought, well, then we're not even going to date because I think he knew I wanted something more serious, you know.
Right.
So
and
now
was,
we've
and
worked
together. And that was considerate of him, too, at that point. But now it's over and it's over with that. So it is.
So 2 years later, I'm still crazy about him, and there's nobody else in the picture, and we seem to work better and better together, and he's really hanging in there with the company, and, you know, it's really starting to move along, and I'm hoping we spend more time together. And, okay, Saturday. So, really, I'm the one who's supposed to make the move, huh?
Yes, please do.
Please okay.
Do. Well, good luck to you. And the show is off the air now, so I want to make sure I say goodbye to everyone for calling in. And please do call in next week if you didn't. We didn't pick up today. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.